This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is the relationship between the Qur'an and Ramadan? We know that the Qur'an was revealed in the month of Ramadan. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan is the one in which the Qur'an was revealed. We also know that the Qur'an was revealed in a blessed night, as the Qur'an describes it. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. We sent it down on a blessed night. What is the nature of this Laylah Mubarakah, this blessed night? Allah said, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Indeed, we sent down this Qur'an on the night of decree, the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. Now here's the issue. We often hear that one of the unique qualities of Laylatul Qadr is that it was the night in which the Qur'an was brought down in. But we also know that the Qur'an was revealed piecemeal to the Prophet ﷺ, meaning segment by segment over a span of 23 years. So how do we reconcile this? One way is by saying that the very first verse of the Qur'an was revealed on Laylatul Qadr, and then the rest of the Qur'an was distributed over a span of 23 years. This was mentioned by Ash-Sha'bi, rahimahullah. Or we could work with the explanation of Abdullah ibn Abbas, who said that أنزلallahu القرآن جملة واحدة من اللوح المحفوظ إلى بيت العزة من السماء الدنيا. That Allah Almighty brought down the Qur'an in one piece from Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, meaning the preserved tablet, in which Allah Almighty has written the decrees of all happenings, to a building called Baytul Izzah, the House of Glory, which is located in the first heaven. He said, ثُمَّ نَزَلَ مُفَصَّلًا بِحَسْبِ الْوَقَائِعِ. Then from there, from Baytul Izzah, the House of Glory in the first heaven, the Qur'an was delivered to the Prophet ﷺ over a span of 23 years according to the different happenings that unfolded in his life. What is interesting, subhanAllah, is that it wasn't just the Qur'an that was revealed in the month of Ramadan. Our predecessors, they said, أُنزِلَتْ صُحُفُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي أَوَّلِ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ رَمَضَانٍ. That the صُحُف, the scrolls of Ibrahim, were given to him on the first night of Ramadan. وَأُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاةُ لِسِتِّ خَلَوْنَ مِنْ رَمَضَانٍ. And the Torah was revealed to Moses, Musa, on the sixth day of Ramadan. وَأُنزِلَ الزَّبُورُ لِثْنَيْ عَشْرَةَ خَلَتْ مِنْ رَمَضَانٍ. And the Psalms of David were given to him on the 12th of Ramadan. وَأُنزِلَ الْإِنْجِيلُ لِثَمَانِ عَشْرَةَ خَلَوْنَ مِنْ رَمَضَانٍ. And the Injil was given to Jesus on the 18th of Ramadan. وَأُنزِلَ الْقُرْآنِ لِأَرْبَعٍ وَعِشْرِينَ لَيْلَةً خَلَتْ مِنْ رَمَضَانٍ. And he said, the Qur'an was given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the 24th night of Ramadan. So Ramadan is connected to not only the Qur'an, it is connected to several other scriptures given by Allah Almighty to prophets and messengers.